Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to Solutions-Driven Soulful Saturday. Hey, this is Carol Ann Parisi. Hey, you ready for your soul awakening? I think so. Are you here because you're tired of where your life is at, and you're not exactly where you want it to be, and you ask yourself some questions like, isn't there more to life than this? Hey. Well, I'll tell you what, we're here and live and thriving. So things are great. Hope everybody is having an outstanding day. It's time to awaken to empowerment. This is your source for hope with conscious solutions for these tumultuous transitional times. You know, humanity is surging with uncontrolled uncertainty, doubt, and fear. And we're going to rise above it all because you know why? We are better than that. Yes, we are. Because we are awakened to consciousness, we're awakened to timeless truths, we get this whole thing of the paradigm shift, knowing that it's time to set our soul free, and we need to create our ideal life. So I hope everybody is making it an outstanding super day. So many interesting things going on in our world. I'm reading Bruce Willis and Demi Moore are getting back. I know that has nothing to do with any of this, but it's just crazy. It is insane. Yes, it says here, Demi Moore and Bruce Willis back together. After 17 years, it's official. Demi Moore is back in action. In a series of unexpected events, the 54-year-old actress has not only landed the lead role for Sony's upcoming comedy, Rock That Body, which she's got an awesome body, right? And she's spotted getting lovey-dovey with former ex-husband Bruce Willis. So there you go. There you go. She looks great. I think she's had some plastic surgery, but that's okay. Hey, that's not what we're here about. I love silly stuff sometimes. But hope everybody's having a phenomenal day. Things are getting crazier and crazier in our election process. Who knows? I mean, really, who knows? I'm just so tired of the circus. It is. It's a circus. It's a carnival. And, I think we could really do better than some of this insanity. But we are, because we are going to go to our 100 days with the 100 Simple Secrets of Successful People, David Niven, 31, that it starts and ends with you. Okay? Here we go. Buckle up. Here we go. It starts and ends with you. We live in a world where massive international corporations can grow bigger than a country. Yet many yearn for the freedom and personal responsibility running their own operations. Given the number of different places the average person will work, the lifetime commitment of a company to an employee is a thing of a past. Even if you never step out on your own, however, you'll be making highly significant decisions about where you want to work and what you want to do. Accept personal responsibility for these decisions and prepare yourself for the potential opportunities of the future. Exactly. The ability to accept personal responsibility for work outcomes and to thrive under individual scrutiny improves your chances by 65%. Of successfully making transition from working for a traditional large company to succeeding at a job at a small firm or as an independent consultant. Remember, your attitude determines your altitude. So that is today's little lesson here. And, seriously, it's you can choose what you do, you know. You could choose what you want to be. Personally, I'm not big into the whole global corporate thing, but that's a different topic for a different day. Let's focus on the and accentuate the positive and try to get over the crazy negative things. Today is October 29th, and here is our James Allen thought for the morning. If you would realize true prosperity, do not settle down, as many have done, into the belief that if you do right, everything will go wrong. I don't believe if you do right, everything will go wrong. Do not allow the word competition to shake your faith in the supremacy of righteousness. I care not what men say about the laws of competition, for I know the unchangeable law, which shall one day put them all to root, and which puts them into a root even now in their heart and life of a righteous man. And knowing this law, I can contemplate all dishonesty with undisturbed repose, for I know where certain destruction awaits it. That's kind of like truth and time goes hand in hand, right? I mean, does anybody see Hillary Clinton's emails exploding now? I mean, they kicked the can, she wasn't guilty, yeah, everybody just like bleach bits, you know, kind of wipes it with the cloth, you know? You know, and then Donald Trump, too, having a big mouth with women, though, although that's, you know what, that's kind of par for the course, you know, especially the 80s, you know, 90s, you know, big-ass billionaire, millionaire, rich dude putting on the Ritz, acting like a big-mouth ass, but this email thing is hysterical. So that's what it's saying here. Truth and time goes hand in hand. You don't really have to do things. Let karma open up for you. It says, under all circumstances, do that which you believe to be right. See, some people do, especially political people, they do what they believe to be right and how to project an assumed perception, okay? It's not real. If you want to be real, you have to do what's truly right and good. See, and you know what? It's truth. It's a matter of honesty and integrity and service. See, somebody that's trying to hide emails and hide things, well, if you're hiding something, if you can't be the same in front of everyone, you are being duplicitous. So you've lost integrity. So here it even says, under all circumstances, do what you believe to be right. And trust in the law, trust in divine power, which is the immanent in the universe, and will never desert you, and you will always be protected. You know, one thing I always told my son, even as a kid, always tell the truth and always do your best. And you know something? It works. If you always tell the truth and always do your very best, it's going to take you to levels that you never thought. So here is the meditation for the day. Truth lives itself. There you go. It's truth. It's all about truth. Truth and time go hand in hand. Meekness, patience, love, compassion, and wisdom. These are the dominant qualities of original simplicity. Therefore, the imperfect cannot understand it. Wisdom can only apprehend wisdom. Therefore, the fool says, no man is wise. The imperfect man says, no man can be perfect. And he, therefore, remains where he is. Though he live with a perfect man all his life, he shall not behold his own perfection. Meekness he will call cowardice. Patience, love, and compassion he will see as weakness. And wisdom will appear to him as folly. Faultless discrimination begins to the perfect whole and resides not in any part. Therefore, men are exhorted to refrain from judgment until they have themselves manifested the perfect life. Yeah, I think the Bible says don't look at the dude's, the twig in the dude's eye when you've got a tree in your own eye. I think there's something that says that. Very interesting. So this thing's bouncing on me today. Okay, here. Okay, so it says here, refrain from judgment until, you know, he himself has lived a perfect life. A blameless life is the only witness of truth. Yeah, always be truthful. Thought for the evening. Forget yourself entirely in the sorrows of others. And in ministering to others and divine happiness will emancipate you from all sorrow and suffering. Yeah, you know, sometimes you just gotta you gotta look at things. Not my circus, not my monkey. That's actually a good thing. Taking the first step with a good thought, the second with a good word, and the third with a good deed, I entered into paradise, and you shall also into paradise by pursuing the same course. Lose yourself in the welfare of others. Forget yourself in all you do. This is the secret of abounding happiness. Ever be on the watch to guard against selfishness and learn faithfully the divine lessons of inward sacrifice. So shall you climb to the highest heights of happiness, and shall remain in the never-clouded sunshine of universal joy, clothed in the shining garment of immortality. Interesting. Very interesting. I really like this. Some of these words, though, are a little funky to me, or I find them to be a little confusing. But, you know, my favorite thing is the energy that's being put out. You know, this is a pretty deep study, this daily thing, this day by day, and the words are a little bit old English. So sometimes it gets a little lame, but I mean, basically it says the same thing every day, you know, come from a place of love and truth and wisdom and integrity and love other people. Don't be a selfish stiff and be excellent. So, and when you put those things out there, remember, when you're putting those things out there, you're tapping into that really high energy. There's a really high energy of love and truth and kindness and caring. That's where magic is made. And hopefully everybody sat down and wrote down some of the things they liked about themselves and that they're grateful for. So try and do this step every day. We're going to go slowly with this. We're going to unpack this. If you want to go quicker, private message me and definitely here to help unpack it at a quicker level. I find when you start making things a habit and you start writing things, they build upon each other. I believe in building a really good, deep, solid foundation, not where you go from thing to thing to thing. That's why we keep doing repetition. And as we said in our show before, the more we repeat, we're creating those neural pathways. And we're just doing more and more and more of these things. So feel free to contact me for coaching. That's what my heart is, to help and to help you achieve your ideal life. So hopefully you've actually sat down and started that list of gratitude, of everything you appreciate about yourself, your life, you know, even the negative things. Remember, we said that yesterday. You've got to even appreciate the negative things in your life. And really, every day before you wake up, be grateful and then get to your list. And then every night, be grateful. And be grateful for things that happen to you during the day. And see if you've acquired any new awakenings. And just take those 2 minutes for the night before to kind of start putting your intention for what you want to do the next day. Help to start creating your ideal life day by day, day by day. Start doing these things, and you will see changes. You will see profound and deep changes in your life. So every day, go ahead, morning, night, be grateful, and you know, keep adding to the list of awesome things about yourself. You know, your giftings and everything else. And put your energy into that, because that's positive energy. And the positive energy is a great foundation, okay? And like our eight pillars say, energy, economy, integrity, system, sympathy, sincerity, impartiality, self-reliance, all of these things, this is what you're doing. So as you're writing this list about yourself, put all of these things in there, in your thought processes, and it really, truly will help you to create your ideal life. Now, we've been going deep diving into the path of prosperity, and we're actually almost at the place of the chapter stating the realization of prosperity. Let's kind of go into the path to prosperity. Remember, we had the lesson of evil. And truly, the lesson of evil is no more than that negative, wasteful energy that you spend ruminating over things that you cannot change, okay? It's also thinking about the what if this happens and the crisis mode. Now, in all honesty, yes, when I had a small business, I would take those crisis modes if my people didn't show up to this location or that location. But what I would do is be proactive and create an action plan. If this one didn't show up here, if that one didn't show up there, I could move this, move that. There's nothing wrong with looking at things for a positive thing to create a plan B, okay? But it's just a crisis. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, my God, the stock market's going to crash. Oh, my God, you know, Donald Trump is going to be president or Hillary Clinton's going to be president. The world's going to come to an end. You keep thinking about that, forget about it. Start being proactive. Yeah, you know what? Stuff may happen here. Everything I'm seeing is there's going to be some global shifting going on, and there perhaps will be some negative things. So this is why you need this information even more, okay? So anyway, we're going from poverty to power, the realization of prosperity and peace. That's what we're doing with this program, okay? James Allen. Now, we had our lessons of evil, which I started going off a little bit on. We also have our word, a reflex of mental states. Our words are vibrational containers. Make them excellent. Make them powerful, okay? Our Bible says, in the beginning there was the Word. Jesus is called the Word. There is so much deep dive to this, but we discussed all that. So the way out of an undesirable condition is to create the desired result. Think about the desired result. Face what you're dealing with. Move forward with it. Tap into that intrinsic power, okay? The silent power of thought. The secret health of success and power. The secret of abounding happiness. And then, this was all on the path to prosperity, the realization of prosperity. Now, there's going to be part two in this series, and this is called The Way of Peace. And that's even deeper because prosperity is one thing, and abundance. And we have to have an abundant mindset. If you think because someone's a millionaire, it took something away from you, that's coming from a lack mindset. So just remember, natural law is, there is prosperity and abundance in the universe. I'm looking out right now at the trees and their leaves. They're losing all their leaves so they could make energy to make more leaves and bigger branches next year. Our universe, by natural law, is an abundant thing, okay? So here's the realization of prosperity. It is granted only to the heart that abounds with integrity, trust, generosity, and love to realize true prosperity. The heart that is not possessed of these qualities cannot know prosperity. For prosperity, like happiness, is not an outward possession, but an inward realization. The greedy man may become a millionaire, but he will always be wretched and mean and poor, and will even consider himself outwardly poor so long as there are a man in the world who is richer than himself. Whilst the upright, open-handed, and loving will realize full and rich prosperity, even though their outward possessions may be small, he is poor who is dissatisfied. He who is rich is contented with what he has, and he who is richer who is generous with what he has. When we contemplate the fact that the universe is abounding in all good things, material as well as spiritual, and compare it with blind man's eagerness to secure a few gold coins or a few acres of dirt, it is not then we realize how dark and ignorant and selfish it is that we know our self-seeking is self-destruction. Yes, self-service is self-destruction, not coming from a place of truth and integrity is self-destruction, okay? So we contemplate the fact that the universe is abounding in all things, material as well as spiritual, and then we compare it, nature gives all without reservation and loses nothing. Man grasping it all loses everything. If you would realize, we just said that. I mean, nature is abundant, okay? If you realize the true prosperity, do not settle down, as many have done, into the belief that if you do right, everything will go wrong. Do not allow the word competition. We just said that. Do not care about what men say about the laws of competition. For I do know not the unchangeable law, which ones say, put them all to rout. What the heck? Did I just, like, bounce again? I love my computer. It's just so awesome. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, all right. Anyway, I think it repeated itself. So, do not believe the world when it tells you you must always attend to number one first and to others afterwards. To do this is not to think of others at all, but only one's comfort. Those who practice this every day will be deserted by all and will cry out in their loneliness and anguish, and no one will be able to help them. To consider oneself before all others is to cramp and warp and hinder every noble divine impulse. Let your soul expand, let your heart reach out to others in loving and generous warmth, and great and lasting will be your joy, and all prosperity will come to you. Those who have wandered from the highway of righteousness guard themselves against competition. There's no empty statement. There are men today, the power of integrity and faith have defied all competition. So, you know what? You can't be constantly in competition. You've got to be in collaboration. I love collaboration. You know, I am in competition with myself. I mean, when I'm really on game, I compete to see if I can do something better than I did it the day before. That helps sharpen the saw. And I do believe you do need to have a little bit of self-care. You do need to have your own house in order, if you will, that own oxygen mask on before you could really and truly help others. But here's part two, pathway to peace. And the pathway to peace is, that's going to be a great one too. And goes into the power of meditation, the two masters, self and truth, the acquirement of spiritual power, the realization of selfless love, and then entering into the infinite. So and then it says, saints, sages, saviors, the law of service, the realization of perfect peace. I'm surprised he didn't actually put the path to perfect peace first, the way of peace first, because prosperity without peace is nothing. So we're going to start right here in the part one of the way of peace. And he talks about meditation, and it says spiritual, and we've discussed this too, to be quiet and to be still, but these are just awesome timeless principles. So spiritual meditation is the pathway to divinity. It is the mystic ladder which reaches earth to heaven, from error to truth, from pain to ease. Every saint has climbed it, every sinner must sooner or later come to it, and every weary pilgrim that turns its back upon himself and the world sets his face resolutely towards the Father's home. I must plant upon his feet on golden grounds. Without its aid, you cannot grow into the divine state, the divine likeness, divine peace, and the fadeless glories of unpolluting joys of truth will remain hidden from you. Meditation is the intense dwelling in thought upon an idea or a theme with the object of thoroughly comprehending it. And whatsoever you constantly meditate upon, you will not only come to understand, but will grow more and more into its likeness, for it becomes incorporated into your every being. It will become, in fact, your very self. If therefore you constantly dwell upon what is selfish and debasing, you will ultimately become selfish and debased. If you ceasingly link upon what is pure and unselfish, you will surely become pure and unselfish. Tell me that what is upon you most frequently intense think, to which your silent hours, your soul most naturally turns, and I will tell you on what place of pain or peace you are traveling, and whether you are growing into the likeness of divine or the bestial. There is an unavoidable tendency to become literally the embodiment of that quality, which must constantly think. Let, therefore, the object of your meditation be above and not below, so that every time you revert to it, thought will be lifted up. Meditation in the spiritual sense is what I am now using. It's a secret to all growth in a spiritual life. Every prophet, sage, and savior became such by the power of meditation. Buddha meditated upon the truth until he could say, I am the truth. Jesus brooded upon the divine immanence until at last he could say, I and my Father are one. Meditation centered upon divine realities is the very essence and soul of prayer. It is the silent reaching of the soul toward the eternal. More petitionary prayer without meditation is a body without a soul. Wow. Wow. Mere petitionary prayer without meditation is a body without a soul. And it is powerless to lift the mind and heart above sin and affliction. If you are daily praying for wisdom, for peace, for loftier purity, full realization of truth, and that for what you pray is still far from you, it means that you are praying for one thing while living in a thought and an action to another. If you will cease from such waywardness, taking your mind off those things, the selfish clinging to which debars you from the possession of the stainless realities of which you pray, if you no longer ask God to grant you what you do not deserve or bestow upon you the love and compassion which you, excuse me, refuse to bestow upon others, but will commence to think and act like the spirit of truth, you will one day be growing into those two realities, so ultimately you will become one with them. That's pretty deep. If you really seek truth and not merely your own gratification, if you love it above all worldly pleasures and it gains more than even happiness itself, you will be willing to make the effort necessary for its achievement. If you would be freed from sin and sorrow, if you would taste of the spotless purity, so really you need to start looking for the kingdom of truth. So the outside of meditation must be distinguished from idle reverie. There's nothing dreamy and unpractical about it. It's the process of searching and uncompromising thought which allows nothing to remain but the simple naked truth. Thus meditating, you will no longer strive to build yourself up in your prejudices. Forgetting self, you will remember only that seeking the truth, and you will remove one by one. So select some portion of the day which to meditate. Get a sacred space, if you will. They say the best time is very early in the morning. Have your body be in repose. To be spiritually awakened is also to be mentally and physically awakened. The sluggard and self-indulgent can have no knowledge of truth. He who possessed health and strength wastes the calm, precious hours of the silent morning. Drowsy indulgence and a total unfit to climb to heavenly highs. So meditate. Spiritual meditation and self-discipline are inseparable. You will therefore commence to meditate upon yourself and try to understand yourself. Remember, we talked about that. So this is pretty deep, so we're going to wait a little bit. I mean, there's all kinds of poems here. We're not going to go into the poems. But, the spirit of meditation, there is power there. Very interesting. We'll hit that tomorrow on our show. Thank you for joining me. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Remember, mind really is all. Take your mind. Be in control of your mind. Take your time. Understand who you are. Be grateful for everything and everyone in your life. And just keep growing. Grow intrinsically and be a servant. Serve others. This is Carol Parisi. I hope this show has served you today. This is Awaken to Empowerment. We are going through some James Allen, Power to Prosperity. And let's do this together. Let's go from this transitional time to transformation. Let's embrace these timeless truths. And thank you for joining me on this soulful Saturday. And remember, Soul Awakening Saturday, brilliance is in the basics. We'll catch you back here next time. This is Carol Ann Parisi saying bye-bye for now. Peace, love, and freedom. We'll be back.